Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I'll be talking with you all about how Jesus chose you. So I've recently just been hit by the reality and the revelation how Jesus chose us. And it's when we remember that He has chosen us to be His, even though we have been so far from Him and so unworthy of Him. It just shows me, and I pray that it also shows you, how much God loves us. You know, I don't know about you, but growing up, I used to hate sports because I would always be the last person chosen just because I was so bad at sports. And I feel like, you know, even getting into adulthood, sometimes we can feel insecure when we feel like people, whether it's our friends or our families, not giving us the attention that we want. And insecurity can start rising up, or the enemy might start putting doubts in our mind that we aren't worthy, and all, you know, a list of so many things that I can come up with. But we have to remember that we have been chosen by the Most High God, right? Like Jesus Himself has chosen us. When He died on the cross, it was Him saying, "I choose you," right? He died on the cross so that we could be His. And when we just remember how much He loves us and that He chose us, it brings us back into that place of being rooted and established in His love. So today, you know, I really want to go into some scriptures and really talk about how much Jesus loves you and the reality that He has chosen you, right? The fact that He has chosen you shows how much He loves you. And I've mentioned this in the previous videos and podcasts, but God has been taking me on a personal journey of just being rooted and established in His love. And guys, all it really takes is us every day remembering, looking back at the cross and remembering His great love for us. Right? Remembering that when He chose the cross, that was Him choosing you. So I want to start off with sharing in John 15:16. Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." And man, guys, like when I read this verse, it was as if like I just read it the first time, but the Lord gave me such a deep revelation of His love through this verse, right? Jesus says, "You did not choose me, I chose you." So let me just stop right there. Like, this is so huge. When I think about the things that I've done, and maybe you might think like, well, I haven't done really bad things. The reality is, scripture says we have all been born into sin, right? Because of Adam and Eve, we were all born. The moment we were born with sin. It's just in our DNA, it's within us. And sin is not worthy of God. You know, sin is the opposite of what God is. But here Jesus is saying, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." And so Jesus has still chosen us knowing that we would sin. He still chose us. And many times we think like, oh yeah, I chose Jesus because I chose to give my life to Him. But understand that He actually chose you first because He chose to die on the cross, right? Jesus made that decision. And in fact, the scriptures say that He has been crucified before the foundation of the world. Revelation 13:8 says, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Jesus was crucified. He was slain before the world was even made. Because He knew that we would sin, and He made a choice before creation was made that He would be the slain one, that He wanted to be known as the Lamb who was slain for us, the crucified Christ. So Jesus chose you. Like, I know this is so hard for us to grasp. And that's why, like, I think about Ephesians 3 where, you know, Paul prays, like, "I pray that you be rooted and established in love, that you may be able to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of God." And you know, we're never going to fully comprehend it, but we are going to know that His love is so high, so wide, so deep. You know, and I pray that you wouldn't leave this place of just not remembering His love. You know, every day we need to be rooted back. I was talking about this with my husband, like, every day. You know, when we talk about being rooted in God's love, every day we have to remember. It's all about remembering. It's all about looking at the cross, looking at Jesus, seeing him rightly, because when we see him rightly, we're going to see the love that he has for us. And man, like when we understand and receive God's love, we can't help but love back. That's the reason why 1 John 4:19 says we love because he first loved us. We would never be able to love, truly love, if we haven't first received God's love. So going back again to John 15, where Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." That alone just hit me. Like, wow, God, you love me so much. You still chose me, even though I did X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm not going to get into the details of my testimony today, but there has been times where I've turned away from God. And when I think about that and still see how he has still chosen me, he still has given me an amazing husband and daughter and a life and the ability to carry his name and be his bride. Like, that just makes me like fall more in love with the Lord to see how much he loves me. And I want to remind you that he also loves you. He has chosen you. Literally, like, you can be as feel as icky or unworthy as it is, but Jesus has chosen you. But this doesn't mean that when he chooses us that he's okay with our sin. Like, let's continue reading in John 15:16, right? Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last." Jesus chose you so that you would bear fruit, so that you would walk in purity, so that you would choose him, right? So that we would be able to bear fruit that will last for eternity, that we'd be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit, right? Goodness, joy, peace, love, self-control, all these things that would last. That's the reason why Jesus chose you and called you. It wasn't so that you would stay in your sin, but that you would walk out of darkness into his light. That's our testimony. I love what 1 Peter says. You know, we are his holy people, chosen. His chosen and holy people. He even calls us a priesthood, that we may declare the wondrous works of God. I'm just going to read it here, actually. So 1 Peter 2:9-10. God says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people of God, but now you are a people of God." This is our testimony, and this is the beauty that we get to have as we look and realize that he has chosen us and that we just walk and choose Jesus back. And so as we get to know God and spend time in his word, it should only make us fall more in love with God because we see how much God loves us. We may not realize this, but the truth is we are the center of God's attention. Right? I love John 10:11. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Again, Jesus was willing to die for us. That's how much he loves us. And recently I was talking with someone else, and they were talking about a shepherd. You know, a shepherd, their duty is to care for the sheep. Their attention is only on the sheep. They will pursue the one that strays away. And that's literally what Jesus does with us. He's our shepherd. He's watching us. And when we just remember that, guys, like, we need to get out of our emotions and the lies of the enemy, saying that we're not worthy or insecurity and all these things. Like, we are so loved. We are so loved. And Jesus says it himself, "I am the good shepherd." Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." We lack nothing because God is our shepherd. And so we don't have to feel like we're lacking, you know, and you know, there might be a need that you have, yes, but remember that you have Jesus and you can ask him and believe him for what you need. And you know, when you think about this, I mentioned this in the last video and podcast, Jesus calls us his bride and his child. And when you think about it, like a child, your attention is always on that child. You know, if you have a wife or a husband, like your attention is on your spouse. Your thoughts are about them, right? And Jesus chose to call us those two titles to show us that we're always on his mind, that he really cares for us. Here's another great verse, Psalm 121:3-5. It says, "God, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber." He doesn't even sleep. He's always watching over us. "Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand." I love that. Like, God is our keeper. He showed this to me last year, and I was just like, wow, God, like, you keep me. I have a keeper, and it's the Lord. He is watching us. He's holding us. The NLT for verse 5 says, the Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. So, you know, you have God with you. He chose you to be his. And therefore, in him, you have everything that you need. So I want to end with this verse here, Romans 5:8. It says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And, you know, I've just been recently just reflecting so much on how much God loves me and even his mercy. And it's just reminded me the importance of us not losing this revelation, not straying away from the cross. So many of us, you know, we're like, yeah, you know, the cross is for Easter time. That's when we think about it, or when we take communion. No, we have to think about what Jesus did for us every single day. That's what it means to be rooted in God's love. That God's love is what causes us to remember who we are, to cause us to stand for him, to love him, right? The greatest commandment that Jesus has asked us is to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so the only way for us to love God completely is to know how much he loves us continuously. And, you know, recently I've realized that there's so much power when you're rooted in God's love. You become so immovable, unshakable. And, you know, recently someone close to me had disappointed me. And my usual reaction would be to fall into anxiety and to get so emotional and all these things. But I was so settled, and I didn't leave the conversation feeling insecure. And that's when I realized, like, wow, like, I can only be like this. And I ended up even loving the other person, but I can only be like this because I am rooted in God's love. And so there's so much power in just remembering. And guys, like, you can't sin when you just know in your heart that how much God's loved you, right? That's why the scripture says, if you love God, you will obey his commandments. And that can only stem, like, the only way we can love God and obey his commandments is when we have that revelation that God loves us, when we have a revelation of the mercy that he's shown us. And so I want to encourage you to take time every day, take time to remember what Jesus has done for you, to remember that he chose you. Whenever you feel like you're forgotten by God or all these lies, no. Remember that Jesus chose you. He died on the cross so that you would have eternal life. You know, in John 10, it says as well that he gives us eternal life. In John 10, verse 27, 28, Jesus says here, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. That's what the Lord did. He finished the work on the cross. And now all we have to do is continue in the faith, steadfast. He's purified us, but how do we stay pure? By walking according to his will. Colossians 1, 22 to 23 says, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. Right, so there's a condition right there. If you continue in the faith, steadfast and grounded. That's what the New King James Version says. And so we have to continue to be rooted in his love, to not forget how much God loves us. So I want to pray for you all. God, I thank you so much, Lord, for every single person listening. Lord, I know that you have a purpose for every person listening here, that this wasn't coincidence, but you want to remind them that you love them. So I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak to their hearts, that you would encounter them and give them greater revelations of how much you love them. Show them that you have chosen them. You have handpicked each and every person that is listening here, God. For those that may have a broken heart, I pray that you would heal them, Lord, that you would bring supernatural healing to their hearts. I feel like some of you have just been hurt by close ones recently. And yeah, I just pray that God would heal you, that he would show you how much you are loved, because he's so close to the brokenhearted. So Lord, I just pray that you would fill empty hearts, mend broken hearts, Jesus. Only you can do that. Open up your word to them. Bring it to life to their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So I pray that you have been blessed by this message. And if you have, please email us or write a review if you're listening on the podcast. This really helps us also to reach people, you know, reach more and more people and to help others find God real in everyday life. And if you're interested too, we do have weekly Bible studies. I don't mention this all the time, but I'm reminded of that today. So if you are looking for community to be discipled and to learn more about Jesus and to be in the Word and to learn how to disciple others, you can sign up at livingrevelations.com. I'll put the website here below. You can sign up. We also have a men's Bible study too that my husband leads. So if you sign up and you're a male, we'll ask you if you're male or female. We can get you connected there. And lastly, I always mention this because this is so crucial. We cannot continue this ministry without you, right? Your giving helps us. We have a whole team that helps us do what we do, you know, and we every dollar counts and we need your help. So please also consider, if you've been blessed, consider giving or partnering ongoing monthly to help us to continue to help thousands of people worldwide find God real in everyday life. So you can give at livingrevelations.com/donations. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hi, my name is Taylor.
My name is Clara.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And my name is Iridia. Revelations has sown a seed in my life.
By just being a community.
By first bringing a community that's kind of just all over the world.
Getting to be surrounded by such a community with like people who have like such a fire for the Lord.
The Lord really put me into a place of faith and showing me what it really means to serve Him.
I have been so blessed to get so close to a couple of the girls that are in the community.
I grew up in the church, but I wasn't really living my life the way I am now for the Lord. I'm just so thankful that we're all able to pray together, worship together, read the Word together, study together.
Living Revelation has also helped me to zone into the calling that God has over my life.
I'm very much planted, and I feel God really just bringing me to different levels in my life. I hope that you can all also feel like the same kind of blessing and help through a Living Revelations or even through Gabby. So thank you so much.
We have seen the greatest transformation in the girls we disciple through our online Bible studies. Our online Bible study is a place where we dive deep into the Word, learn how to grow our relationship with God, and build community. We have had over 140 girls from over 9 countries be a part of our online Bible studies. Our podcasts have had over 16,000 downloads. Our social media posts are reaching 120,000 people weekly. Our blogs, too, have reached around 17,000 people, hitting almost every continent in the world. We are looking to raise $30,000 this coming year to produce study guides to help others study the Bible, to build a team to produce more media, and to expand our online Bible studies and conferences. Our goal is to transform lives to love Jesus. You can give and partner with us today at livingrevelations.com/donations.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.